a poem for my sister. The day we were conceived, it was a fateful day. Perhaps something in Mumsy's reproductive system was astray, or maybe Bedad did the deed do. But anyway, suddenly our zygote split in two. And we were two zygotes with one chromosomal pattern. Little did they know that when we kids were born, we'd each only have one lung and one kidney. The rest of our entrails, they were torn between us two. So the doctors, oh, they said, these children are unnatural. This one scarcely has a head. And then they pointed at my sister, the child. She did look odd. Her umbilical cord so wrapped around her face she could scarcely give a nod. The doctors thought quick. They assessed the situation and figured they could fix her up with minimal operation. When the cord was cut and it was unwound, most things were normally uncovered and found, except at the crook of neck and spine, a most extraordinary extrasensory perceptor. Twin ESP, it must be, the doctors, they cried, not to mention half the organs gone. But what to do, what to say, I guess we'll just incubate them for a day. And then they shook their heads and sighed, and they saw the end, but to the parents, they lied. During that night in the incubator, this is the truth, remember it later, the kids made a pact, its truth come to be, that they'd always keep secret their twin ESP. Oh, tra-la-la-la, oh, tra-la-la-lee, they screamed. They screamed, and then they seized this moment for a victory pee in both of their diapers simultaneously. Years went by, and the twins, they found that working together, they could easily pound into the dirt any little twerp or creep who tried to get them to sell their twinny powers cheap. They terrorized the grade school, and when they got to junior high, they won the geeky brain games, and they found out by and by, when one smoked up, the other got high. Now the twins, they both live separately. Maybe you'll wonder why, I'll tell and you will see. It's an issue I've not yet addressed, explains why twins are often stressed. They're always waiting for the day when the calm facade that their rear of their relationship cracks and one puts down the final smacks. For really, this is the truth, one's evil and one's good, you see. And when they've prepped themselves emotionally, they'll battle to the death. One will be left bereft, but the one left bereft gets all the organs, lungs, kidneys, heart, for free. Oh, tra-la-la-la-la. Oh, tra-la-la-la-lee. Not to mention, they'll both be free forever from twin ESP, one alive, one dead.